Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of building blocks, we finished chapter 5. Today, we'll end the week by starting chapter 6.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I'll hope that you'll have your Bibles ready, because I'm going to take you to a lot of scriptures. You'll need pencil and paper as you write down all these passages, because I'd like for you to check me out on that, make sure I'm doing right, and we are giving you right scriptures. So I trust that you will follow along on that and search the scriptures with me as we go through lesson 6 here on future events. Now, people seem to love prophetic passages. Well, this entire chapter is dedicated to future events. Now, again, I encourage you to go right to your website here, centralbaptistocala.org. That's centralbaptistocala.org. Okay, centralbaptistocala.org. And if you'll go there, look in the left-hand column, you'll see booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom. Click on it and go and click on when it takes you to the booklets I've written. It doesn't have all of them, but it has enough of them. And you click on the one that says building blocks. That's what we're on. And right now we're on page 14, which begins the chapter on future events. Now, again, this booklet was designed for new members and new converts in our church, and I've used it over the years to try to help new saints and to grow in the Lord. And it's there on our website because we want you to be able to use it free. And you can download it, you can print it out, and whatever it costs you for ink and basically that's it. Whatever it costs you for ink and your computer, you can print out the paper and so forth, and it will be something that you can use perhaps to help others and to edify new saints, which is part of the Great Commission. Remember, we're to bring them to Christ, but we're also to, after they're baptized, to teach them to observe all that he's commanded us. So we're to teach doctrine. They are to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And they can't do that. They don't have teachers. They don't have those that will take them under their wing. And my friend, you could be used of God to do that. Now also, we'd like to hear from our listeners. We want to hear from you. And so at the end of each day's broadcast, there's one or two ways you can contact me. You can contact me by writing to our physical address, or you can contact me through our email address, which is on our website. If you just go to our website and look, contact, you can send an email, and our man will just make sure that he gets that on to me if you address it to me. So I hope that you will do that. And then also, if you're on vacation, stop in Ocala, Florida. Visit us at the Central Baptist Church. And at the conclusion of the service, come down there to the front where I'll be and let me know that you listen on WTYG or that you listen somewhere up north somewhere. Wherever you are listening, let us know that you're on vacation, you're coming through, and you're visiting our church. I would love to meet you and find out people who listen to our broadcast. I hope that you'll do that, because we would love to have you. Okay, now we're on chapter 6, and again, that's page 14, so let's get right into it right now. Sometimes you may hear of the second coming of Jesus Christ, also called the rapture. Now, some Bible scholars use the term eschatology. I guess they say that because they want to sound intellectual, but it simply means the doctrine of last things. We continue in the overview of doctrine. General statements will be made in this area of eschatology with corresponding references from the Bible. In other words, this is going to be an overview, not an in-depth week after week after week study. So I hope that you will follow along and listen closely. Now, number one here is, it says, the rapture is when everyone who is saved is suddenly caught up to be with the Lord in the air. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 through 54. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. Isn't that wonderful that the word sleep is used for when a Christian dies in the Bible? We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh my goodness, everlasting life. Now, it's interesting, and I should not get into this right here, but I'm going to get into it right now for just a moment. We'll get into it in another chapter later, but death does not mean ceasing to exist, and you've heard me say that on this broadcast, but rather it means separation. Death is for the soul to be separated from God. Now, we're born dead, so to speak, in that we are born separated from God. We're headed for hell unless we get saved. But once we receive the saving grace of Jesus Christ through his shed blood and resurrection, then we have everlasting life. What a great thing that he has done for us. What love the God has for us. So when we are born and we die without Christ, then we enter into eternal death, where our soul goes to the place that was prepared for the devil and his angels, as Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 tells us, speaking of hell. And you're there forever in a body, and I'm not real sure what that body's like, but your spirit is, you might say, in jail, so to speak. It's in that body. It'll never escape. That body will feel pain like your present body can. The only difference is that this body will never cease to exist. So I want you to understand that that body that you receive will never cease to exist. It'll feel pain. It'll never have a rest day or night. And there's just no hope for it. Again, torment day and night forever and ever. And my friend, why go to hell when a way of eternal life has been presented to you freely? Go from mortality to immortality. Go from corruptible to incorruptible. Oh, my friend, Jesus Christ is your only way of salvation, and we have a future home that is great. This corruptible puts on incorruption. What a great promise that is. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, we read this. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. Now, this is the Lord's word, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, my friends, you see those words? Comfort one another with these words. Let me just remind you that the person that has passed away, that was in Christ, they're a billion times better off than you are. Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 through 23 says, it's far better to be with the Lord. Absence of the body is to be present with the Lord. And so what a great thing that is for them. And that should be a hope for us. He says, comfort one another with these words that we're going to see them again. Look, when I go to a funeral and I see a beloved one, a saved one, that is their life on this earth is over. I've done my mother's funeral. I did my dad's funeral just a little over a year ago. I've done a brother's funeral. I've done my mother-in-law, my father-in-law's funeral. I've done a couple funerals, one for a sister-in-law, two for sister-in-laws, and one for a brother-in-law. And so I've done some family funerals. But let me just say this, all those of them that were saved, all I did was say, see you later. I didn't have to say goodbye. All I had to do was say, see you later. And so that's what I had to say to them. Now, that's the great thing about the resurrection. It's a changed body, and it's a sure hope. Let me share with you one other verse, because these past two passages were from the New Testament. This next one's not really written in the building blocks book, but I think it's a very important verse. And that is Job 19:25 through 27. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Here's Job, 3,500 years ago. Now, just think of that, 3,500 years ago. He had this blessed hope. Even though he's going through all kinds of trials and troubles like you and I have never known, he says there that he knew that after he's dead and buried, that his Redeemer, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, would stand at the latter day on the earth. And even though the skin worms destroy Job's body, that it's no longer in existence, I don't think we could find it anywhere, he knows that in his flesh, that's that new body, he'll see God. And he'll see him for himself, not by proxy, not someone else in, but he'll see him for himself. His eyes shall behold him, not another. Although his body was consumed. And so, this is the rapture. Now, people say, well, the word rapture is not in the Bible. But you remember there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17, it says that we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds. That word caught up is from the Greek word harpazo, which means to snatch away.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation. For